The central bank's plans to tighten up access to credit for house buyers may be delayed. They're due to come into force on the 1st of January, but the governor of the central bank, Patrick Honan, made it clear yesterday that those plans would go ahead. Consultation is still taking place on what exactly will be in force. Governor Honan was speaking at the Oireachtas Finance Committee yesterday afternoon, and he said that the rise in residential property prices could sow the seeds of future trouble. This, as new figures show, that prices in Dublin in last year rose by 42%. That's over a period of 18 months in Dublin. Let's listen to some of what he had to say to the Finance Committee.
What we want to achieve by these measures is to have in place a standing regime which ensures that a credit-driven bubble doesn't take hold. Sharp price rises in Dublin, and using the figures that are published today by the CSO, they jumped by 42% in just 18 months. It's in a thin market, but it could sow the seeds of trouble for the future.
Patrick Honan speaking in Leinster House yesterday. I'm joined by two people, one with a close interest and one with a wider view of what exactly the central bank is proposing. Patrick Davitt is the CEO of the Institute of Professional Auctioneers and Valuers, and Sven Johns is councillor with the European Confederation of Real Estate Agents, whose conference opens in Dublin today. You're both very welcome. Patrick Davitt, what do you make of what's proposed at this stage and the need for it to prevent, as Patrick Honan said, future trouble?
Well, IPEF, there's a consultation process at the moment in force until the 8th of December, and IPEF intend to take part in that consultation process along with other people. And while the governor of the central bank said that this would happen from the 1st of January, or proposed that it would happen from the 1st of January, he gave people a chance to make, to do a consultation paper and to put their proposals forward.
Do you think there's
a need? I don't. Everybody wants to see a stable property market. I don't think there's a need for this 20% at the moment, because we're going from a situation where people can borrow 92% to only 80%, and it's going to be a lot of hardship for a lot of different people. And while I know that they talk about the 42% of property prices increase in 18 months, we believe the property price for 2 years an increase in Dublin of 45%, which in Dublin alone, like there are a lot of other markets in Ireland besides the Dublin market, and while this will possibly do something with the Dublin market, but at the moment the Dublin market, the problem is there's no supply there. That's the problem, that the prices are going up. It's not because of the mortgages.
Yes, auctioneers, though, have a clear interest in this. House prices, everybody selling a house wants to sell more, and house auctioneers would like to see to make more on the sales. But in the meantime, there's a real problem there, and Governor Honan spelled it out there. Now's the time to act. The trends are obvious, and better to act now in the long-term interest.
Well, Governor Honan is saying that it could sow the seeds. These price increases could sow the seeds. That's what he's after saying, and that's what he said. Now, could sow the seeds is completely different than did sow the seeds or will sow the seeds. Like 45% of an increase in 2 years in property prices when they've fallen by 60% as it is over a 6 year period. 60% down is 120% up, and 45% up is really only a third of the value. So if you look at a house that costs €1 million and it went down from €1 million to €500,000, and now you're looking at it going up 45% of 500,000. It's really only going up, in actual fact, another €200,000, which is a long way off the prices in 2006, which nobody wants to get back to. And I think that's where auctioneers are. Like auctioneers, whether the price is high or the price is low, auctioneers, it's our job to sell properties. That's what we're there for. And like, while I know people would say that auctioneers, why wouldn't auctioneers say X, Y, or Z? But who's going to talk about the property market? Only people that are in it.
Sure.
And like, obviously, we're stakeholders in the property market, so we're well entitled to have a view in it.
And absolutely. And
we're the people that should be well able to give the view, because obviously we're in the business.
And we're glad to hear it. Now, taking the wider view, as I said, Sven Johns, you're based in Germany. This idea of having, as the central bank proposes, for most people, they would have to fund 20% of the value of a property. Given what we've been through in Ireland, would you regard this as a reasonable, sensible proposal?
Well, at the end of the day, you have to ask, will this cut down interest in properties? Will this cut down markets? Will this cut down the interest in real estate? Does it only have good influence, or does it have also bad influences on markets? So what we can see from the experiences in other European countries is that in nearly no European country there's a strict rule, so a law saying you have to have 20% own money or more own money and so on. So mainly the European countries are relying on the international banking rules, which are set by the Basel and and the solvency rules, and there is a credit requirement directive from the European Union, and all the other European, or mainly all the other European countries are close working with these set in force regulations, and they don't have additional laws saying you have to have a down payment of 20% or more when you want to get a mortgage loan.
So therefore you think we need to pay attention to what's happening in other countries?
Well, it's always good to have a look on what's happening in other countries, isn't it?
So sure, but the big but is obvious. Most European countries have very significant public housing, supplies of public housing. Comparatively, we don't. So therefore, far more Irish people buy houses and therefore drive up prices than in Germany, for example.
Yeah, that's true. The home ownership rate in Ireland is above 75%.
And in Germany?
Compared to Germany, it's about between 43 and 45%. That's true. There's a significant supply of social housing and for rents in for rental possibilities in Germany. But, you know, we are in a discussion in Germany at the moment about increasing rents, especially in metropolitan areas, especially in cities. And why are rents increasing? Because people want to live there. People are moving in there. And it's not enough supply. So what people forgot is, or politicians forgot, is to set the rules for there's a possibility to build in a sufficient inventory so there is enough supply of properties. And now when the demand is rising, the supply is not there, then the rents are increasing in the moment. And so now you can set in force a rule and can say we want to control everything, but this is not a way to act.
What I'm hearing is that at a very different level, politicians in Germany haven't built enough public accommodation either.
Well, yes, that's true. There hasn't been building enough public housing as well, not only private supply of houses. But you know, it's the same situation like in Ireland. Prices are increasing when there's a strong demand. Why is there a strong demand? And in Germany, we had a strong demand over the last year, so prices were rising through the recession in other countries for properties in Germany. Why? Because people said properties are safe haven for our money, and so we would like to have our money in that safe haven situation, and we don't want to bring our money into other investments where you don't earn interest rates or where you have risks like in stocks. So they acknowledge property to be a safe haven.
Well, but briefly, Patrick David, you want to set up a property council.
Yes.
That would be a talking shop, wouldn't it?
Well, IPEF have proposed this over the past 3 years. What we seem to happen in the property market at the moment is that different people are taking I suppose solar runs and what's going on in the property market. We'd like all the stakeholders involved together, that they all can speak together and put all their views together, like from property people, auctioneers, from central bank, from bankers, from accountants, all the builders, all these people can get together. They can see what we want to achieve here. Like in Dublin, if we're trying to achieve a property boom in Dublin at the moment, is what the central bank are talking about.
Did you say we're not trying to achieve a property boom?
We're trying to avoid a property boom. But if that's what the problem is here, the rest of the country isn't in the same situation as Dublin is. Like there are loads of things. Well, there are other things that can happen.
All right.
Like there can be one for Dublin, there can be one for the country. There can be different interest rates for higher amounts of mortgages that people can take.
All right. Patrick David of the Institute of Auctioneers and Valuers and Sven Johns of the European Federation. Thank you both very much. 27 minutes past 7.